It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Making a reservation for a special occasion has always been part of New York City's culture. If you wanted to splurge at one of the top restaurants, you had to plan in advance. But something changed during the pandemic. It's gotten even harder to access those exclusive locations, and customers are finding they need reservations for some of the more casual spots as well, including the trendier bars and neighborhood hangouts. For more, we're joined by Luke Fortney, a reporter with Eater New York. Hey, Luke.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me.
You wrote about the way reservations are reshaping the industry and the way we access the dining experience. And for the most part, you're talking about the way restaurants now use reservation apps like Resy, right?
That's right. During the pandemic, we have seen a record number of restaurants across the city. This is mostly in Manhattan and Brooklyn. But we've seen a record number of restaurants getting on these apps, and reservations are showing up in places that they might not have before. Neighborhood bars, cafes. We saw lots of smaller neighborhood spots starting to use reservations in totally novel ways. People were using them to quite literally know how many customers were going to be in their restaurant on, say, a Friday night, which then help them say, I need to order X amount of food or have Y amount of staff, because margins were just that thin.
Talking about the way things changed during the pandemic, are more businesses being forced into using these reservation apps, you know, feeling the pressure to appear on something like Resy so people see them there?
Yeah. Just to spell this out real quick, for restaurants who want to be on Resy, this can cost anywhere from $200 to $800 or $900 a month. A lot of people are willing to spend this even at a time when money is really tight, because being on Resy is almost like showing up on Google. A lot of people's searches now, especially younger tech-savvy diners, begin on apps like Resy and OpenTable.
Maybe begin and end on Resy.
That's right. They might not know where they want to eat or what they want to have, but they'll just open the app and sort of, like being on Instagram, scroll and maybe find something that they like. And so for restaurants, showing up in that feed can be crucial.
But let's be clear, this need for reservations doesn't really extend to the average neighborhood bar. You're talking about pretty trendy spots here. You know, what's hot, what's new.
You're completely right. This is an issue mostly affecting what I would call status restaurants, the sort of restaurants that people want to go to maybe see or probably more likely be seen. And probably are run by a younger, more tech-savvy owner.
Tech-savvy, you just mentioned. And if you want to dine or be seen at one of these top restaurants, it sounds like customers need to be pretty tech-savvy as well. And also quick on the draw when seats open up on these reservation apps.
Yeah, of course. The competition for reservations at these restaurants right now is unlike anything I've ever seen. It can feel like trying to buy Taylor Swift tickets on Ticketmaster or something. At certain restaurants, it really comes down to knowing exactly when the reservations drop on one of these apps. And sometimes it can be a midnight on, say, a Tuesday. And your option is either be on there at 11:59 p.m. and hit refresh and pray, or you might just be out of luck. But literally, sometimes these reservations are gone in about 30 seconds. There was one person that I interviewed for this story who had an entire Excel spreadsheet of maybe 20 to 30 of the most popular New York City restaurants right now, listing exactly down to the minute the times that the reservations go live on these apps. This is not uncommon. I have seen many lists like this getting circulated around.
I mean, with savvy customers like that and the scarcity of seats, I guess this has led directly to the existence of, and this is a phrase I can't believe I'm saying out loud, but reservation scalpers, people who resell reservations at exorbitant prices.
Just like with concert tickets, I would say that people are swooping these up and then sort of hawking them online. People have paid sometimes upwards of like $200 to $300 for a reservation. And this doesn't even include the food or drinks that you actually pay for when you get to the restaurant. the demand is so high that people are doing, again, what they do with concert tickets, where they might have a bot or a program that will instantly refresh the page and maybe make several bookings on a couple of different accounts. This obviously is not allowed.
This is not allowed, but what happens if you get caught? What happens if you're busted? Will a customer not be seated if they notice that the name doesn't match up to the reservation?
Well, this gets us into some funny territory.
It's already pretty funny territory.
Well, it's about to get funnier. Restaurant owners that I've talked to about this have pretty much said, though this is morally abject, a butt in a seat is a butt in a seat. And margins are so thin right now for restaurant owners. And so if you have anyone in the seat, it's almost worth it, as opposed to saying, oh, hey, this reservation is for David, but your name is Luke. I'm going to turn you away and maybe risk losing a couple hundred dollars on a tab.
Luke Fortney with Eater New York, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Luke, should I reserve our next discussion with you right now?
Yeah, you could do that 28 days in advance, assuming it doesn't book out in 30 seconds.
All right, I'll check the app later today. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, David.